Tech is a bi-weekly podcast exploring the intersections of technology and ministry. It is part of the podcast network sponsored by Wells, the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Our show today is hosted by Martin Spriggs and Sally Draper. Welcome to Wells Tech, everybody. This is episode 740, and this is our Christmas special, a show about technology and ministry and where those two meet. And for every one of these December episodes, we try and interview a personality from the Center for Mission and Ministry, somebody that is responsible for an area of ministry that might touch your life. And so this year we thought that the Benefit Plans Office would be a good office to explore. And I have with me today the director of the Benefit Plans Office, Josh Peterman. Hey, Josh.
Thanks, Martin. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Tell us a little bit, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your history, your background, and how long. You've been around a long time, you know, these parts. So tell us a little bit about Josh Peterman.
Okay, sure. Thanks, Martin. Grew up here in the Milwaukee area, of course, still here. Been a lifelong member at St. John's in Wauwatosa. So I went to Wells Schools through college. So St. John's, of course, Wisconsin Lutheran High School, Wisconsin Lutheran College. From there, moved on to Marquette University for my MBA and law degrees. Mm-hmm. I worked here at the Wells headquarters for over 27 years now. So 26 of those in the Benefit Plans Office. Mm-hmm. Really, it's the only job I've ever had, only employer I've ever worked for.
Okay.
So, yep.
Nothing to compare it to, so everything's good, right?
Everything's all good, right, yeah. It's a blessing to be here.
Right. What kind of degree did you get coming out of Wisconsin Lutheran College then?
That was a business degree,
okay.
Economics.
All right. Mm-hmm. Did you ever envision yourself kind of being in the benefit plans space?
I had been working here already at that time, mm-hmm. so it just was a natural fit to continue to stay on here at Wells in benefits.
So, mm-hmm. And you've been in the director role for how long now?
For 12 years now.
Okay.
So, yep, as the director, I oversee the administration of the Wells benefit plans. So
okay.
That would be the VEBA health plan and our two retirement plans, the pension plan and the Shepherd plan.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about more of what the BPO office is and does. You've got people that help you, obviously.
Right. Yep.
And you administer these plans. So tell us a little bit about the people and then a little bit more about what you offer to our Wells Call workers and congregations and schools.
Okay, sure. Yep. So three others in the office with me. So
okay.
Three support staff.
Great.
The Benefit Plans Office is kind of the Synod's centralized hub for benefits administration. So mm-hmm. we work with a lot of other service providers, you know, in the industries to deliver those benefits. But really, we're created to be that centralized administration hub for a few reasons. One is that, it's benefits administration can be fairly technical and complex.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of do that and assemble the benefit plans, administer them so that workers and calling bodies can, you know, focus their time on ministry efforts
mm-hmm.
rather than the benefits administration. Also, by pooling together, the vast majority of our workers and organizations in the plans, we can negotiate lower costs
mm-hmm.
with the service providers, saving churches and schools money. And then also just negotiating and working with the biggest players in the industry. So
mm-hmm.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Express Scripts, those larger entities on a national, a nationwide level that you're working with their national offices
mm-hmm.
That maybe one, church on their own couldn't get access to. So
sure.
Higher quality benefits.
Okay.
And then finally, our benefits are nationwide. So wherever the Lord calls one of our workers to go, whether they're just traveling, taking a new call, the benefits are just work seamlessly
mm-hmm.
from one location to another.
Okay. You've also worked with the defined contributions transition from pension. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with that stuff.
Sure. Yeah, so that was a major effort, synod-wide 3 or 4 years ago. So we had, the pension plan was the retirement benefit plan for called workers since the mid-60s. So that was about 50 years worth. Mm-hmm. And then Wells and Convention decided to transition over to a defined contribution plan, where instead of promising a benefit, a certain monthly benefit to pay workers when they're retired, we're giving them contributions in their accounts now as they're working, mm-hmm. To save and invest on their own. And so we work with your office a lot in, so there's a system here at the CMM that's called WellSource, and there's a lot of information there about called workers, about the ministry organizations, but another part of that system is the retirement benefit administration. That is all done in-house in that WellSource system. Mm-hmm. And so we had to work with your team reprogramming the system to freeze the pension so that new benefits wouldn't be accrued under the pension plan. Mm-hmm. But instead, workers it would determine which workers got the correct amounts to be contributed into their Shepherd plan accounts, mm-hmm. for new service.
How did that whole transition go? From our perspective, there's a lot of work, mm-hmm. a lot of details, some things that we'd never really done before, so it was a learning mm-hmm. experience for us, for you as well. And did it go well at the end?
Yeah, I think it went really well. Mm-hmm. I think all the results were positive. So every called worker now has an account, mm-hmm. Shepherd Plan account, where they receive dollars for their service. it really went about as seamlessly as we could have hoped.
Yeah.
Great. Benefits were calculated, amounts were deposited.
Yeah.
I think it was a very successful transition.
So your interactions with the call workers or the congregations probably hits a crescendo in early winter here, because they get a big packet
right.
November, December. That's an important process to what you do, right?
Right. Yep. So on the healthcare plan side, we have an open enrollment every year, and so that would allow workers to enroll in the healthcare plan or change their benefit elections for the upcoming year. Of course, that's could be due to life circumstance changes,
mm-hmm.
Or a lot of times as calling bodies maybe want to their financial situation changes, they want to have a change in their budget,
yep.
Offering what they want to support. That allows workers to change up their plan options for the upcoming year.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit more about technology. You mentioned, our work with you on the pension to defined contribution plan change. Other areas where technology, not just my department, but technology in general, is really critical to what you do?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Truly, nowadays, technology is just essential to everything we do.
Right?
It really is. If you think about the ultimate interactions that a person has with their benefits, that would be, going to the doctor and getting a healthcare service, getting mm-hmm. a medication at a pharmacy, getting their retirement benefit deposited in their account. Every step along the way to get to those points is, data being shared from one computer system to another.
Right.
It really is.
Which needs to be accurate, right? And that's the challenge.
Got to have that, right.
Right.
And really that journey all starts here at the CMM, mm-hmm. through the WellSource database. Data about worker contact information, their service records. We determine who's eligible for the benefits here at the Wells office.
Mm-hmm.
We then share the essential data. Of course, it's through our trusted business associates, privacy and security safeguards,
mm-hmm.
To our benefits enrollment center, and that's where the actual enrollment on the healthcare plan side happens. They then share that data with carriers and administrators like Blue Cross and Blue Shield, mm-hmm. Express Scripts, Delta Dental, which is where the providers go to actually verify workers are enrolled and to calculate their benefits.
Right.
It's really just data sharing along the way. And workers can really interact with their data at every step in that process, too.
Mm-hmm.
Called workers can log into their MyWalls cloud accounts,
mm-hmm.
to view and update their contact information, education information on WellSource, mm-hmm. and many other things. They can enroll in that Benefit Service Center website either through open enrollment time or at any time during the year to mm-hmm. view their benefits, make changes for life events, they get married, have a baby, things like that.
Right.
Of course, through Anthem and Express Scripts, they can view their explanations of benefits, ID cards, renew prescriptions. So we use their third-party service tools as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One thing, I've served as congregation president in a couple places now, and I get more involved in HR than I ever thought I would be, because there really is no, in many congregations, there is no HR function. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really to the church council. And one thing I've learned is that the co-workers probably shouldn't always just rely on the fact that the congregation itself knows how to navigate all these benefit waters. You know, what to do when a new worker starts, what to do when a pastor or teacher takes a call. Mm-hmm. So I would say an encouragement, and maybe you would agree, that a call worker should kind of take it on themselves too, just to make sure with your office that things are where they should be. You know, that pension or defined contribution information has been transferred, that you know, the enrollment process into, you know, a different change in life status has been registered. You know, they should take ownership of some of that. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, anytime there's a question about what benefits they have, or, you know, if there's a life change, you know, mm-hmm. a call change, or another life event, just contact our office for any questions, and mm-hmm. and we'll be sure to...
Yep.
To look that up.
You've got some great resources on the web, Josh. We also work with you to get those to a good place. Tell us a little bit about what's available online for somebody to come in and see.
Sure. Yep. Yeah. So the Benefit Plans Office, we have our own website through, you know, it's run through, you know, Wells mm-hmm. Tech and Communications. So the URL for that is wellsbpo.net. So that's mm-hmm. WELSBPO.net. You can also, there's also a link to our site through the wells.net under the Resource Center for Support Services.
Mm-hmm.
And it our website has a lot of information about the various benefits. So mm-hmm. if you want to find out what's, you know, what services are covered under the healthcare plan, or the eligibility rules, how much you know, you would get in your defined contribution plan for mm-hmm. each service, and links to all of the various service providers.
Yep.
So all that information is contained on our website.
Forms there, rates, you know, are found yep. there as well, right?
That's another big, frequently visited page on mm-hmm. the website. Yeah, the healthcare rates for sure.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. As you look into the future and how technology can maybe play a bigger role or a different role, have you had any thoughts on what next year, the next few years look like in your area mm-hmm. related to technology?
Yeah, I think as we talked a little bit about, you know, workers interacting with their data, contacting us, you know, one priority we might have is you know, on the organization side, being able to do a little bit more for you know, having them a more transparent access to the benefits enrollments mm-hmm. for their workers, so they can see that in real time.
Mm, yeah,
That's a bit more of a challenge because a lot of them are volunteers. You know, credentialing.
Because that
right
doesn't
people.
Happen now at all, really, does it? Other than a mailing. I mean, there's no
right.
online access.
Not really right
okay.
now. So improving that is
okay.
Something
that'd
that
be
we're
nice.
Looking into.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that what's happening now that's also interesting is through our Benefits Enrollment Center through BSWIFT, we're looking at ways to enhance customer service through you know, carefully incorporating AI.
Okay.
And so that would be you know, not necessarily replacing any human customer service representatives,
mm-hmm.
but you know, enhancing, you know, their ability to do their job. So
okay.
using, you know, trained large language models to improve the accuracy of the information that they share and the speed which they can access it
mm-hmm.
To make those customer service inquiries, you know, phone calls and things like that, get them resolved quickly and accurately the first time.
Yep. Yeah, that's a great use for that, because a lot of their questions are data driven, right?
Right. Okay. So rather than having them spend time looking through a manual or, you
yep.
know, you know,
just answer my question,
us.
Right?
Right. Yeah, right.
So. Yeah, don't make me work for it.
Right.
Exactly right. So, well, Josh, speaking personally, but also on behalf of the Synod, thank you for all that you do and your department does. It's a big job, but certainly a blessing has been for many years to our Synod and to our call workers and our organizations, our sponsoring organizations. So thank you.
We're happy to serve.
Yep.
Thank you, Martin.
That's going to about do it for this week's episode of Wells Tech. We are so happy that you decided to join us. If you'd like to visit our show notes page and see all of the information that we collect over the years, these many years we've been doing the podcast, that's wellstech.wells.net. You can go there, leave a comment, you can view previous shows, rerun or re-listen to previous shows, as well as all the different social networks that we're on. You can find that there too. If you want to just send us an email, wellstech@wells.net. And Josh mentioned in our interview that wellsbpo.net is the place to go for anything specific to our benefit plans offerings. So keep that in mind as well. With that, I will wish you a very merry and blessed Christmas, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.